یکی از بزرگترین ایثارها به نظر من همین شهدا.
The Armenian martyrs attest the sacrifices made by the Armenian community. They did their utmost to defend their motherland when it was under attack by a foreign enemy. Even though our community is small, we did our utmost to serve our country, being Iran. Iran is my country, and it is therefore cherished. Religion and culture is one thing, and the place of birth another.
The Jews have lived in Iran for 30 centuries, according to the available written documents. After the entry of Cyrus the Great to Babylon, the Jews accompanied him in mass and settled down in Iran.
Because of the interest and trust of the Iranian Muslim people in the historical background of Islam and the divine prophets, and thanks to the lofty teachings of the divine prophets and the Holy Quran, peaceful coexistence with the religious minorities has always been given high importance in our country.
Over 95% of my clients are my Muslim brothers and sisters, and the tableau of Van Yakad, a surah of the Holy Quran, and other things hanging on my wall have been given to me by these clients as gifts. In fact, when they came to me, I never really thought that they are of any other religion. Their religion is sacred for them, and I respect it too, in accordance with the laws of Socrates and Bagrates. And as it has been said since long ago, a doctor should consider the health of his client and not his religion.
If we have a look into the Iranian history, we notice that Iran has always been a country with different religions and sects, and it has never been a country with one single religion, one race, and one language. This coexistence has, in the course of history, followed the path of completion and highness. So, from the historical point of view, we can see that the fate of the Jews of Iran is inseparable from that of the Iranian nation. Anytime the Iranian people lived in a flourishing era, the Jews also experienced the same sentiments in the country and enjoyed well-being and welfare. And when the Iranian people faced a problem, the Jews shared it. A palpable example is the struggles of the people against the oppressing regime of Shah in 1978, or during the Sacred Defense. During the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran, we lived side by side, and the missile fired on our cities fell on both Jews and Muslims. The assailant considered me an enemy as I was living in Iran. It deserves to be noted that after the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, this solidarity among people was strengthened more than ever because, apart from the national identity, the godly values were also incorporated into this relationship, and this has, in my view, deepened the national solidarity.
Upon his arrival, Imam Khomeini emphasized the high importance of true faith, and then Iran became what it is now, and an Islamic system was thus established, and children began asking questions about Islam and Islamic teachings. They finally came to the idea that we should stick to our religion too. So they are right. If religion is good, then we should stick to our religion too. This was also the case for the Christians. Since the time that Imam Khomeini told Muslims to go to the mosques, the synagogues were the same. There is no difference, in fact. When such things were emphasized by prominent personality, we, and especially our youth, grasped the message and flocked to the mosques.
Until now, that an Islamic system has been governing the country, this coexistence has been peaceful.
This coexistence was naturally based on the national common interest before the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, as it was formed in a common land, in a common language, and in a common culture. After the triumph of the revolution, the divine values enshrined in the revolution were added to previous bonds. This new common ground, formed on the basis of divine values, created a closer relationship between the Jews and other Iranians. We witnessed the coexistence of the Iranian Jews and other Iranians in different sectors in the country. This is true for various cities around the country. Traditional examples are Shiraz and Kerman. The Bahar Street in Shiraz, capital of Fars province, houses a fire temple of Zoroastrians, a church of Christians, a synagogue of Jews, and a mosque of Muslims, all next to each other.
Another evidence confirming the peaceful coexistence plan of the World Churches Council is the Nadiri neighborhood and Qawam-us-Saltaneh Street in downtown Tehran, which dates back far more than 100 years.
The street was renamed after the uprising of the 30th of Tyre. Here again, we witness the coexistence of Zoroastrian, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish compatriots, as well as unity.
As well as unity, good neighborliness, and peace among the followers of different religions in this area.
This is indeed an indication of the peaceful and amicable coexistence among the disciples of the various religions in Iran.
This is one of our glories that requires further efforts. Efforts should be done to show how much Iran was capable, from the cultural and national viewpoints, to create an atmosphere where the disciples of various religions live side by side in one neighborhood, without any fear or concern, practicing their own religious ceremonies and rituals in full freedom.
I want to tell you frankly that when I was admitted into the university, I did not notice any difference among the followers of different religions, and I did not care whether I was a Jew and the other one was Muslim, Christian, or Zoroastrian. You may not believe that it was during the Israeli Six-Day War that I noticed something. There was some hue and cry, and some issues emerged for the Jewish people, and I understood that there is a difference between Judaism and global Zionism. Zionism is one thing and Judaism is something else.